When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
Beyonce is not to be compared, okay, to anybody ever again in life. I want y'all to let it go. Put the phones down. Go step outside. Actually, you can get on Netflix. You can go watch Homecoming. You can get on YouTube and watch the Beyonce Experience. You can watch anything Beyonce has ever done. She's better than anybody you're going to put up next to her. Vocally. I'll let y'all have the dance argument. Like, if y'all want to compare a better dancer, find one. Okay. Performance. Visuals. Again, vocally, she is, I don't know a better woman. I don't know a better woman.
Yes, all hail Beyonce.
It's true. You say it sarcastically, but you have no choice, so.
I didn't say anything. I agree. I just said all hail Beyonce. And
well, y'all got to see his face. Okay. Because your face said something else.
My face said, I agree with your sentiments.
I went to see Renaissance in Houston. It was great. I almost drove to New Orleans.
Insane.
I didn't realize New Orleans was only 5 hours from here. I'll go. I mean, the show's over now.
That's not bad at all.
No.
Like, you could do, like, Mardi Gras. You could do hella shit.
And if I had the foresight, I would have done that from the jump instead of going to the... Like, I would have just went to the New Orleans show.
But you got to see Megan. Hey.
This is true. Okay, here's the truth. I have astigmatism. We've talked about this before. I'm blind. I saw a figure moving in front of Beyonce's truck. And that was about it. I didn't really see much of Megan. I mean, I saw her moving around, you know.
Yeah. You saw the essence of her.
I saw the back of her wig, you know.
And her thigh jiggling.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that's worth it. I'm a concert guy anyway. Like, I love a good concert. I love just the experience and the aura and the feeling. And just being surrounded by people who enjoy the same music as you is, like, a top tier experience in general. So and then Beyonce, just to speak on that, Beyonce in general, I feel like when it comes to production, I feel like it's just amazing. Like, it's just, everything is just so perfect and pristine, and just like, I feel like that is just the Beyonce experience in general. I feel like she's just Beyonce. There's no one else to really compare her to. Just like, that's her. So
it's true. But yeah, I had a good time. I got the tickets like an hour before I ended up at the show. So it was a stroke of luck. I'm also reeling financially from it, but it's okay. It's all right. It was worth it.
How much was it?
My ticket ended up being like five something. Why you say it like that?
I would never, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like tickets in general for concerts have changed. Like, the pricing is ridiculous. Like, even, like, well, you know, I mainly just go to wrestling shows lately. And even that is, like, $300 fucking dollars to be on the floor. But I'm, like, row 10. So I'm like, okay, that works out. But, like, paying, like, $500, $600 to be, like, holding on to like the air vents at the top of the arena, I couldn't. Like I
yes. I was glad I got the seats I got, even though I wasn't completely happy with the seats I got, because
you had a good view though. Technically, like realistically, your view was really good. Like I'm not a monitor guy because my eyes get tired fast and I start getting a headache looking at the monitors and shit like that. So I try to always get like as close as I can see just so I can like visually be there. But like you still had good seats all in all. Won't even lie.
Yeah, I couldn't really see much of the screen. I was able to be in, like, you know, the special section is what I call it. Like, I had behind the stage access because there were monitors that I could see from over on the side.
Right.
But I was close enough to the stage where I could see her, especially when she opened up with all of her ballads. It was the best part of the show.
I cried
the whole time.
I'm not a ballad gay. Like I just like
yeah, I
just,
know.
I can never get into like ballads like that. I'm just like it's just so slow and it's just like it's like I know that's what a ballad's supposed to be about, the emotions and the oscillations and the up and like I get it. But I just like I don't care for none of that shit. I don't want to like Adele is probably like my one like caveat for that because I feel like she's just like nothing but ballads. So I'm like I know I'm in tune for her, but like these random ballads, like I don't like California King Bed, I don't like With You, whatever the name of the shit is from the Home movie, Us movie, whatever the fuck the movie is, don't like that. I'm not here for it. But I mean, I get what it's supposed to do, but I still prefer an R&B jam over a ballad. Like give me a passionate R&B song, I'm good to go.
You don't think do you consider 1+1 a ballad? I mean, it kind of is, but
yeah. Like, I don't know much about algebra, but 1+1 is 2. Yeah,
I definitely. I mean, I expected myself to cry the whole way walking to the stadium because, well, I was just like nervous. I was like, I felt like I was going on a job interview or something. But she came out with Dangerously in Love. I'm like, oh, this is great. She's doing all the notes. And then I think the next song was Flaws and All, Tears. Mm-hmm. And it was Tears from then until the end. And so, not the end of the show, but by the time she finished her opening segment, I was sobbing. And then it was just a party for the rest of the night, which was very good.
Yeah. I didn't like on the, like, I think it was Anti-World Tour that Rihanna opened with Stay. Like, it was just like, I feel like it was just like such a random song to open with. But I love the production of that. So I don't like that song. I like the production of her for performing it and stuff like that.
You're the worst person ever. Who doesn't like a ballad?
I don't. I'm just like, oh. Like, I'm just not here for it. Like I like a moody song. Like I'm all for a good moody dark like slower tempo song that oscillates a lot with the actual like production. But I don't like it. I don't like a power ballad. Like You and I by Lady Gaga used to fuck me up, but now when I listen to it, I'm just like,
Like my top three Gaga songs.
Yeah. See, could you like all this sad songs and shit like that? Like.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not even like, I listen to those songs like when I'm in like in a good mood. Like they're just.
See, I think that people that listen to sad songs when they're in good moods are fucking weird. Like that is crazy.
What? How is that crazy?
That's like torture. Why do I want to listen to a sad song while I'm fucking happy? Like, no.
But then, so I can sing it.
Yeah, see, no. And then I automatically start thinking about like all the times I was sad listening to the song. I'm good. Like, no.
If I'm in a sad mood, then I'll have those thoughts. But if I'm like, I literally will listen to those songs like on my way out. Like,
what? You are an elderly stateswoman.
I will listen to some Adele on my way to the club if it come on the shuffle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you will never have the aux on the way out, ever.
I dare you to let me be your one and only prime. I'm worthy to hold in your arms. Yeah.
Okay, enough.
So I'm definitely a ballad girl. I guess I've always just been like that. But I don't understand how nobody likes any sort of ballads. I can see if you just don't like Stay or you don't like Flaws and All, but you don't like no ballads. I think you're the real psychopath.
I can't get into it. I just feel like, you know, like every, like there's a period of every artist wanting to put like a ballad on the middle of their fucking album. And I every time I'm just like, nope, as soon as it starts, no thank you, ma'am. No thank you, next song. Get back, like, and not even that the song, like every song has to be like a up-tempo shit. I just don't be here for ballads. Like, it's just too much for me. Like, I just get bored. I just be like, okay, good. Like, the songs are great. I get it. It just like country. Country's beautiful. I'm not seeking out to listen to country, you know?
Okay. I do like a couple country songs. There's a black country artist I've been meaning to get into. I don't know his name.
Eddie Kane or Eric Kane or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, when I worked at in the warehouse, one of my coworkers used to always like play their music, and they would do like R&B, like early 2000s, 99, and then they'll have like this random section of like country music, and I'm like, oh, this is actually really, really good. Like even their songs is kind of ballady too, but it's just kind of like, I'm like, I like whatever.
Well, welcome to the show, you guys. This is the Boys Next Door. I am Blackberry, one of your hosts who has taste in music.
And I'm Kim Lush, and I believe everyone's entitled to their wrong opinions.
Please follow us on the Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod and on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. You know, you subscribe over there, and then you can follow me on Instagram at Blackberry. And I just opened up my Finsta, which I'm still on the fence about. It might get shut back down, but for now you can follow me at Aquarian Superstar, spelled how it sounds. Figure it out.
And I'm Ken Lush. I have a Finsta, but it's all like sexy shit. So you don't have to follow if you don't want to.
I'm trying to decide, like, do I want to go like full on like meme and irrelevant posts on my Finsta, or if I just want to give a whole other side of me? Because I'm starting to realize nobody actually cares about you on social media. I've always known this, right?
Yeah.
But nobody actually cares about you on social media. They don't care about your emotions. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about what you went through today. They want to see something funny, something entertaining, something music related, something other than real.
I feel like social media now is all about like, how do I relate to you, kind of like what from you like makes me feel something. And so it's really hard. Like, I remember like back in the day, you could post something and like it'll just get love because it's just like, oh, this is pretty cool. Now it's kind of like, I don't know. So people just swipe past it. Like, for my Finsta was originally like a Tumblr page. So it was just like all cool pictures I liked or like stuff like that. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I take a lot of photos that I like that would never go on my actual main Instagram. So I'm like, I guess I could start throwing some on there and then go like from there. But then it just turned into like, I started it, and then there was only like four posts, and those four posts are all like sexy shit. And I'm just like, well, I already do this on my main page, so it ain't no fucking point.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna just use it to like put up stuff that I don't really want a response to. Like, for instance, the other day, I was finally able to get into the rain and just like, you know, get rained on. Pause. And I was like, I want to post this, but I also don't want nobody saying nothing to me. So I posted it on my Finsta, and then people said something to me anyway. So it's okay. But
I think I'm just using it for that. And I thought, I'm like watching your story, and I'm just like looking. I'm like, oh God, the 13th fucking reason. Oh God, am I watching it? Do I want to watch it? And then like at first I didn't think it was you, but then I saw the walk, I'm like, that's definitely him. And then I saw the body, and then you sat down, I'm just like, here we go, this is it, I'm about to watch it. He somehow forgot a way to automatic post this shit and send it out to us. But I was like, I get it, because that's so you in a way, like to go out and just like sit in the fucking rain with your clothes on. Like, I would just, like, die.
Was I supposed to go out there naked and get a ticket?
I mean, I mean, like, it depends on where you were, first of all. Like, if I just, like, were you pulled over on the side of the road? It was just like, you seemed like you was in a secluded area. I would more so be in my head like, oh my God, like, my clothes, I gotta get back in my car wet, like, certain stuff like that. But for you, I was like, this is something I can totally see him doing, just driving home and seeing the rain, just being like, well, I'm about to go out in the rain now, or just, like, just taking it in.
Well, I was at home, and so I just went to the top of my parking garage and got up there. It was very therapeutic.
Very.
Let out a lot of tears. But it was fine.
How long were you out there?
Like an hour.
Oh, at least you don't have a cold.
For like an hour.
At least you don't have a cold.
I know. I was like, I'm going to get sick. But I was like,
really. It was worth it, though. It's like when you first, like, I'm pretty, you've had this experience because you cut your hair. It's like when you first cut your hair for the first time, like, all the way bald. And then you go take a shower and you just feel the shower on your head for the first time. Literally the most therapeutic thing. If you've never done it, I suggest you do it once in your lifetime. Just go shave your hair off and just get in the shower and you're just like, what is life? It's just like you're literally like, I'm a living human being right now. It's like, it's almost like, I don't know, something about that cleansing of water just falling on you.
I shaved my head bald, but I don't remember what it feels like, water on my head. It was so long ago. It was like 4 or 5 years ago at this point when I did that.
I always think about that.
I want to go ahead and get my list out of the way because I only have one thing.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Shout out to Xavier. He posted on his story. You know, when you buy, like, I don't know, a condiment or a juice or something, and they have, you know, the safety lid on it. But, you know, most lids these days have the little plastic part on top. I want the manufacturers, the inventor, the people who keep putting this on their products to go to hell, because it's supposed to be easy to get the lid off, but it makes it harder. Okay?
1,000,000%. And then sometimes, let's say you're really thirsty, you're like, oh, I'm about to fuck this juice up. And it has one of those little, the little hat. Like, why the fuck is the ripping thing in the center in the first place? First of all, it ripped some time off. And then you're like,
yes.
And then now the two second process of opening a drink, to untwisting the cap and drinking, it turns into, oh, now I got a fucking scavenger hunt for a fucking knife. And then you're like fucking trying to cut it in a way where the lid doesn't fall off and back into the drink. And it's just like, at this point, I'm not even thirsty. At this point, hang it up. I'm done.
I always have the most problems with Chick-fil-A sauce. Because it never comes off the first time.
No, and then they have the, oh, I'm about to go off. You want to hear me go off? He's about to go off. And then they have the sauce, right? You already have this square sauce that's been sitting packed into other sauces already. So now that little lift, that little tab, is not tabbing no more. It's not tabbing. So now you're trying to, like, claw at it, and you're scratching, and it's like, I don't want to go excavating for my sauce. I just want to be able to easily access my sauce, dip my said item into the sauce, and enjoy the food product, Chick-fil-A. Get it together.
Now, that is irritating, but I'm talking about the Chick-fil-A bottle from the grocery store.
Oh, no.
You can't get it off. It's very annoying. It's actually very frustrating.
They have it. They already have the twist lid on that one because I have the Polynesian sauce in it because for whatever reason, whenever I cook, like, rice, I like putting a little dab of that in there. It tastes really, really good. And so, it's like duck sauce almost, but, like, a little sweeter. You like duck sauce?
I've never had duck sauce, and I've never tasted Polynesian sauce. Something about it just don't sit well with me.
It's like sweet and sour sauce. It's literally sweet and sour sauce. You don't like sweet and
never
sour?
Never had sweet and sour sauce because I
Okay. This podcast is over already. You talk about me. My balance is questionable, but you not having sweet and sour sauce is like a normal walk in the park in New York?
I've never had sweet and sour sauce because I don't like McDonald's chicken nuggets, you know?
It just keeps getting worse.
Their nuggets are gross.
Their nuggets are okay, but it's also kind of like, you're going to fucking McDonald's in the first place. What are you expecting? Like, I expect my food to be good. I'm not expecting 5-star quality Michelin food. I'm like, okay, great. It's crunchy, great.
I'm also not expecting it to taste like Play-Doh either, so.
I don't know what, my chicken nuggets are usually fried to perfection, so I don't know if it's like the windy situation out here with you and your McDonald's, but I don't, now my mouth is starting to water. I'm getting kind of hungry now. But I'm just like, I'm seeing the sauce, I'm seeing the crispiness on it, and I'm imagining as I bite into it, the little crunch that only the nugget, the McNugget gives you. Oh, you don't like crunchy nuggets?
Not from McDonald's.
Oh, girl. Do you like their Filet-O-Fish? Oh, God, I hate it here. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
I've never had it.
That's even worse than what I was expecting. Okay, I love a Filet-O-Fish. I get mine, no cheese, extra tartar with a nice buttered bun. Oh,
See, I've always just thought the Filet-O-Fish was fake fish. So, I mean, it's not that, you know, the burgers are like fantastic, but yeah. You know.
Okay.
I like fish. Fish is cool. I haven't had fish in a very long time, actually. But yeah.
What's your meat of choice other than dick?
Chicken.
Okay.
I eat chicken literally 7 days a week. So.
Really? Do you like shrimp and steak?
I don't like shrimp.
Really? What is it about it that throws you off?
It tastes like the ocean. I don't like no seafood besides fish, and I don't really eat that often.
So what do you classify as fish?
Seafood.
Shrimp is a seafood.
Shrimp is seafood.
But you say you don't. I asked.
I don't eat seafood, but I do eat fish. I don't eat the other stuff though. Anything other than fish, I don't eat.
Copies like catfish, perch, cod.
Sure. I mean, I don't really know the difference because I'm not a fish connoisseur. I mean, I have had catfish and like tilapia, which they say is not real fish, but I don't care. It's good. So I don't know the names of the fish. I've caught a fish before. Check my Instagram. Too. Scroll down.
And it cut my hand up.
Yeah, but I'm not a fishy person. Oh, so I was doing Uber Eats the other night real quick. And then we can get back to the show. I was doing Uber Eats the other night. And I was delivering to this person, but I delivered the address they gave me. I get there. The business is closed. The lights were off. I thought I was being set up for a kidnapping or whatever. So Uber makes you wait 8 minutes. I waited the 8 minutes. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to just take this home because nobody's here to receive it. They told me to leave it, but it was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm taking this shit. It was like pineapple curry chicken from this Thai restaurant. Now, I already don't do Thai food. Never had it.
Thai food is so good.
I don't like the smell. So I'm like, okay, it's free. Let me try it. It's pineapple curry chicken. Have you ever had curry chicken?
No, I've never had curry at all.
I don't know if curry is supposed to be submerged in, like, whatever juice that is.
The curry sauce?
Okay. I wasn't fucking with it. I don't like not being able to see the bottom of whatever I'm doing. Unless it's like
a smoothie or something. You are the worst person when it comes to food. This is very telling. Like, I would totally feel comfortable going out with you because I'm definitely, like, I'll just get chicken tenders type of guy. And so, but it's just like, just hearing all your faux pas for food.
And you know,
just,
I'm not crazy about chicken tenders because it's too much meat. You know what I'm saying? I just go to Cane's.
This is madness.
I do like Cane's chicken tenders and like, I'll do a chicken tender, but like, I don't go for chicken tenders. You know what I'm saying? But, so it was like submerged in this sauce and I'm just like picking at it. The chicken didn't taste bad, but I was like, I can't get over the soupy look of the way this is. Like, I don't like soupy stuff. That's why I don't do like Chinese food or like any noodly type of things. Like, I just don't fool around with it because I don't like it. And when I make oodles and noodles, like the water is drained if I ever eat those. Anyway, watch out though, I spit.
I like my ramen drain too. I don't like all the juice from the ramen and shit like that. Now that I understand because it's just like, it's just too much. It's just a lot of juice. But yeah, no.
To make a long fucking story short, I poured the juice out and it was like a few pieces of chicken, hella pineapples, and the other shit that they had in there. I'm like, this is not even worth. This is gross.
I think you're supposed to eat it with like bread and shit though.
I don't know what that was, but I didn't care for it. It was free though, and yeah, I think it messed my stomach up. But it's okay.
Yeah, I heard that type of food will have you on the toilet. It's all the spices and all the other shit.
You live and you learn. Well, how was your week?
Fine, taxing. I started a new job and I work overnights now. And so I'm just
How
like,
do you like overnights?
Fine, because that's normally my hours I'm up anyway. So it works mm-hmm. for me. The only thing that adds up is like, I'm one of those people, I like to get my day started very late. And so when you work overnights, you start pretty late. And so about the time I normally get up and like start doing all my functions and whatnot, I'm just like, oh, it's time for me to like go to work now. So I'm just like, that threw me off for the first, well, this week. And then like Sunday, it was not like I decided to be to just make bad decisions. And so I end up almost being late for work on my first fucking day. And oh then God. I'm exhausted the whole time. Like, I literally cannot keep my eyes open. And then, like, you know, like the first day of a job, they're always just like, we're going to teach you about the workplace. And you're just sitting there for 90 hours and you're just like, please, just, I'll go sit out in the rain next. That's how I feel.
Wrap like. This shit up. I really don't need to know how to do this. Just let me do enough so I can get my check.
Yeah, that's all I care about. And that's literally how I work anyway. It's like, as long as I got the basic functions, cool, I can wing everything else. But so you really don't got to tell me all this. You could literally just let me go home. I'm totally fine with just going home. But I like it. It's very up my alley. Because I don't like being still.
I thought she was about to say up my ass.
I like it because I like having stuff to do. I like the steady flowing. I like the walking. I like the physicality of it. Like, all that is, like, my thing. Like, lifting and throwing and all that shit. Because the whole time I'm there, I'm just, like, playing a game in my head. So, I'm just like, oh, I'm thinking about work. I'm thinking about the podcast. I'm thinking about, like, what I want to eat when I get off. And I've been eating Del Taco every fucking night because it's the only thing open when I get off. But I came to the conclusion that I like chicken wraps. I like the tortilla. I like a little ranch, and I like the chicken. But I also realized that eating that shit every day makes me feel terrible. Like, eating out every day now is just like, my body does not like it. It's just like, bitch, where is the lettuce? Where is a tomato? And like, where is it? And so, yeah. But other than that, tons of boys, love the boys. Tons of weed. There's so much free weed floating around. It just, I have never been in a utopia like this before. It is just,
not a utopia.
Just, it is every vice you could ever want to fucking do is right there. Like, I've cursed some people out already. It's just really fun. And so I feel like I'm gonna like it, and it still allows me to have a life and focus on what I need to focus on outside of work. So I'm not mad. But yeah, and I also love hickeys, and I love kissing. So,
yeah, bitch, I saw you had a hickey, and you know how I feel about hickeys.
I love hickeys. Like, I felt like a little slut going to work.
Yeah, you are.
I was like, well, at least everybody know I'm here for a fun time, not a hard time. Well, unless you are the hard time, then I'm here for that. But I was just like, I really enjoy kissing. Like, it's something about kissing.
That's
like,
not kissing. That's literally being assaulted.
Well, I like those type of assaults too. I'll never forget one time. I would never forget who did it. But oh, I remember now. I was hooking up with this one guy when I lived in Chicago, and he was the first guy to really ever give me a hickey. And I was like it was just, I was traumatized. It literally looked like I got beat with like a cattle prod, and they just kept zapping me. It was hickeys, black hickeys. It was just dark hickeys, like all over me. And I had to go home like this. And you know, my mom was just like, she's just like very aware of everything. And so I'm like walking around with a hoodie on and all this other shit. Cause I literally look like I got my ass beat. But I said all that to say, I feel like if I kiss you, I kind of want to fuck you. And so I feel like any guy that I get dick from, we have to make out for hours.
Interesting.
I love it. You're not a kisser, are you?
I am a kisser. I'm just very touch deprived, so I don't know what that's like. I probably have forgotten to kiss by then, at this point in my life. I probably would run into somebody's nose. You know those awkward moments where you start kissing somebody and y'all like teeth bang up against each other or some shit like that? It's gonna be one of them the first time I kiss somebody again.
I like that. I like that shit. Like, you know, I'm all about avoiding awkward moments and try to be as smooth as possible. But it's something about like those little moments where you're just like, oh my god, my teeth just hit your teeth or whatever. But also like the whole time I'm kissing, I'm always thinking like, oh my god, what if I'm a bad kisser? What if they think I'm a bad kisser? And so I'm always like in my head about it. And so I always like try to do like new tricks and shit and invent shit on the fly while I'm kissing. But I think I'm a great kisser. I've kissed my best friend and she said I'm a great kisser. So I believe her.
I think I know I'm a good kisser. It's just, it's especially when you're kissing somebody new, you got to find the rhythm. Like, y'all got to figure each other out. Because everybody don't kiss the same way. I guess everybody shouldn't. You know, some people like it sloppy. Some people like, you know, just a little tongue. Me personally, we've talked about this on the show many times before. I like a lot of tongue. Like, if we're in that type of moment, you know what I'm saying? If it's like one of those makeout session type of moment, like, yeah, let's do this. Like, I could probably just nut from kissing, to be honest. Like, I actually nut from kissing videos a lot. Like, there's like, a, you know, have you ever just watched like kissing porn?
That's usually the warm up. That's the start of that's the start of the evening. I'm like, let me see some dirty neck, nasty tongue in your mouth. You don't know if you're gonna, I don't know if they about to turn into venom and eat their head off type kissing. I like that type of kissing. And so like, yeah. I'm here for it.
There's this OnlyFans account that I used to follow when I had a Twitter. I literally think it's called Only Kissing.
That's hot.
But yeah, it was lit.
I'm a fan of kissing, and so like I feel like after I kiss once, I'm always just like after that I'm like an addict. I'm like I kind of want to go for a little more kissing, but I also realized that after watching I was watching Twitter. And this guy was talking about being a side or whatever. And he was like, you know, we talked about this before on the podcast. I feel like we keep saying that, but we talk about a lot of shit on here. But we talked about being a side. And he was like, you know, you might be a side if you really just enjoy a lot of oral stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I enjoy oral. I am a side of mashed potatoes. I am a mashed potato side. Because I love the sloppiness of like, all oral stuff. I love like the fucking what's that face for? I'm not understanding.
Because I feel like the last time we had the conversation about sides, you judged me.
Yeah, because you made it seem like it was just like math, like beating each other off and stuff like that. Like I don't like I
that's, well, that's why not all it is, but okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so I'm like, now look, I don't want to beat each other. Like at that point you might want to go ahead and put it in my mouth. Cause I'm very that's one thing I am very like self-conscious about. My hand job skills are abysmal. Like I feel bad anytime I put my hand around a nigga's dick because I know he is just not enjoying himself. And then like I'm like that is like I try to avoid giving any type of like I don't know if I can do that on YouTube. So I don't want to do any type of that shit. Like can we just but yeah, I think I might be a side.
Well, I'm a light my blunt this week to getting some touch in my life. And I don't have a blunt. I'm not smoking because I'm still paying for these tickets. I mean, the tickets are paid for. I'm recouping the money. Hence why I was Ubering the other night eating people's curry chicken.
So bitch, I don't got no money tonight. And you were judging me over people leaving their groceries at my door. You don't got to go into details. I'm lighting my blunt.
Yeah, I know I don't got to go into details, bitch, because it's different.
Anyway, I'm lighting mine.
They just got diapers that don't even got kids. It's crazy.
So you going to go into details anyway, huh, bitch? That's how we do each other? Is that how we do each other? Is that who we are now? Is that who we are? I'm lighting mine to just freedom. And just, like, being able to just enjoy, like, situations. And just, like, just, I don't know, just not feeling so tied down to anything. So, yeah. Period. I always like doing this for like the listeners so they can know it's time to start spark theirs too. So it's so awkward watching you watch me like this.
No, I'm fine. This actually just reminds me that I'm not an addict because I'm okay. Like, I don't need the weed. I mean, I'm looking at it because I got some over here now, but I'm holding off on it
for a rainy day. You know, and how much do you have left?
It's probably like a roach worth.
Okay,
that's enough to get you high.
A roach to get the job done, especially if it's like okay. You took a little sabbatical from smoking. You hit that roach, you be like, bitch, Wanda, where the bike at, bitch? You be ready to just push on out. Like, but I realized I wasn't an addict when I, welcome to Boys Anonymous. But I realized I wasn't an addict when I took a break and I was kind of like, you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to start back smoking. You go get the weed or whatever. And I was kind of like, I still don't even really want to smoke. Like, I'm kind of good. I still smoked anyway. But it was the mm-hmm. thought that I didn't need to that reaffirmed it in my head that I'm good on this. I'm like, it's I control it. It does not control me.
That's true. And that's almost why I went and got some tonight. Because it's like, well, I mean, I got the money to get some. But I just want to, you know, like, test my responsibility level. Because, I mean, I could do a lot more things with $75 than buying weed. So,
I always think about like how much I spend on weed when it come down to like, you know, that little period right before you get your next check. You like, you know what, I could have deal with that weed money. I could have went to Target and bought an expensive something or another. Like, not expensive, but like I could have wasted my money in other ways.
I'm gonna be honest though, like when I buy weed, I don't ever really feel guilty about it because I know it's gonna make me feel good. So I don't really care about spending the money on it. It's just, and plus I don't spend like a whole lot of money on weed because I don't smoke that often. Like, my weed lasts a long time.
Yeah, I spend like about, right now my average is between like $48 and like $65. But it's literally depending on what I'm buying. Like, and I also like, I smoke like half. Like, I'm a good halfer. Unless I'm like doing a podcast, and like as y'all see, I usually go through a whole one. But like, usually I'm like, okay, I'll smoke half this day, and the next day I'm like, I'll have the next half. So like, my weed usually stretches me pretty decent. So,
well, let's get into these topics today, briefly, because we have talked about this subject before on the podcast. Again, that's the theme of the night. We've talked about this before. I want straight people to relax. 35 bodies is nothing. Like, y'all have to calm down. I won't say it's nothing.
Yeah.
But it's not what y'all making it out to be. Like, it's not that deep.
I feel like this is a recurring topic, even amongst like gay people too, because like, you know, like,
yes,
about the 7,000 body porn star. But it's just kind of mm-hmm. like you have to consider the person. Like, I mean, you don't even really got to consider that. Cause I feel like there's a lot of freaks out there. It'd be some undercover freaks who are putting hoes down, Undertaker style. Like, it's just like it's. Everybody's a freak in different ways. So I mean, like, the whole Brittany Renner, first of all, let me make this clear, I love Brittany Renner. I love the duality of her. I don't know much about her. I don't know what she did, but I know like she sleeps with basketball players.
She dated a 19-year-old, I do know that, right?
Yeah, she did. Like, that, I mean, okay, whatever. But it just like her whole
I mean, hey, maybe the dick was hidden. I don't know. Okay.
Like, but that's literally how it goes. But I also like Larsa Pippen, and I think Larsa Pippen is just so cool. I like the problematic bitches who just live in who they are. Like, I just feel like there's nothing wrong with that. Like, Brittany Renner's like, yeah, I suck dick. Yeah. But also, I'm pretty fucking smart, and I can probably talk you under a table when it comes down to it. I love bitches that are able to do that. Because I think a lot of times, even in our area of what we do, I feel like it's very easy to underestimate how smart we are or what we bring to the table, because people are so faceted on like us being sex positive. And so like, people will never, like, people don't really focus on the fact of like, oh, well, we, like, you wrote a book or I have a degree. Like, there's so many different aspects to us, and there's so many different aspects to her and like bitches like Larsa Pippen and shit like that, where I feel like they get underestimated. Like, even Kim Kardashian. Like, as much as you want to call her like a slut, or like people always want to throw around the sex tape and how she gonna be like all this other shit, the bitch is pretty fucking smart. She knows how to navigate a lot of situations that if the other, like, other bitches who y'all praise for having like fucking two bodies or whatever, like, if they put in the same situation, they would probably fold. And so it's just like, you have to consider the source of who these people are versus who we are. And so it's just like, 35 bodies is not a fucking lot. Like, I feel like at her age, she's like in her like I think she's almost 40.
She's 31. Now. She's 31.
Oh, 31? See, like, even that. Like, I feel like that's like a body of, like, two bodies a year.
Alexa, like, how old is Brittany Renner?
34.
Brittany Griner is 32 years old.
Not Griner. Well, I can't Google it right now, but I think I heard she was 31 today.
Okay. So, yeah, like, even that, this is kind of like, do people date anymore? Like that's part of dating in general. Like, everybody's not, like I hate to compare myself. Like, everybody's not those people who are just like, I'm going to stay celibate. Everybody's not like that. Some people actually go out and fuck. Some people enjoy fucking. And that's what happens when you're fucking, when you're dating, when you get to know people. Sometimes you fuck them. And I just feel like this is just so fucking stupid. Like, and you're, and, like, even if like, these niggas that have such big, strong opinions on her and how many bodies she got, they couldn't touch her in their wildest dreams. And so it's just kind of like, you're giving an opinion on shit that you'll never be able to experience in the first place. So what are we doing here?
It's always very rich coming from men, especially, you know, like an athlete, like Shannon Sharp, who, by the way, I've always had a crush on. Shannon Sharp is my man, my man, my man in my head. He is so fine to me. Oh, I love that man. I know that nigga got way more than 35 bodies. So him pretending to choke on his drink and take extra shots is like, okay, play it up for the cameras. But we know you got more than 35 bodies. Now, that might be, you know, slut shaming. I don't know. I'm not slut shaming. I'm just saying, like, most of the niggas that's commenting have had way more sex with way more people. And then it's like, if y'all are straight people, right? Y'all say that women can't have 35 bodies, but who are they sleeping with? They sleeping with y'all. So I'm confused. Ooh. On the math. Check, like, y'all got to get it together. To get it the together. Because it's never that deep. Never that deep.
The math ain't mathing.
And also, like, what I always say about body counts is, like, I don't care if I know the number. And it's like 7,000. We're gonna talk about it, but it's like, what's your sexual health status? That's the only thing I actually care about. I don't give a fuck what you did before you got to be, babe. You're here now.
Okay, bitch. And what are you bringing with you now? And so I like it. Yeah. Just all that. it's so irrelevant to anybody you're trying to date. Like, anybody. Like, why does that fucking matter? Like, I always think about whenever a guy's like, well, I don't want to be around, like, I don't want to have my bitch out and think about how many niggas in the room smashed her. And you have her now. So what did they do that you're doing better than them? Let's focus on that. Let's talk about that. Let's not talk about what, how many, her sleeping with them. Let's talk about what are you doing to improve the life of the bitch you're trying to judge. What could you do to that person's life?
And sidebar, on the point of what you just said, I watched a TikTok from this podcast that I absolutely hate, so I will absolutely not say their name, but they're always on my Instagram feed, and every time they come up, I have to press not interested, because people are like remixing the reel and like talking about it. I hate this podcast. I think I posted them in my close friends, because I don't want them to get no real shine, but I just needed somebody else to know how much I hate them.
We're adding that to the list. Them.
They were talking about some clown on there was talking about how black women are too independent, and he don't hear about how white women are so independent, or how Asian women are so independent. And my whole thing is, a lot of you niggas not shit. Black women have to be independent because y'all are not providing like our grandfathers were providing for our grandmothers. You niggas are losers. A lot of you are deadbeats. A lot of you are broke. What do women have to depend on? Themselves. So that's why they have to be independent, because you niggas ain't shit. You niggas either in the street, in jail, or you just ain't shit in general. And that don't mean all black men. That go for the black men who get on these microphones and want to talk down on black women because they want to date outside their race, and they use the excuse, oh, black women are too independent. No, nigga, you just ain't shit, and black women don't have nothing else to fall back on but themselves. I just had to get that out of my system, because it irritated the fuck out of me.
And then they keep wondering, like, what happened to the bitches wearing the nightgowns and shit? They had to take the fucking nightgowns off and go put a fucking stripper outfit on to apply for their kids because your ass wasn't there. So that's where the fucking nightgown went. You'll never get that type of pussy again, because y'all was the dirtier type of pussy. That nightgown pussy was hidden, though. That's why all our grandmamas have 1,900 kids.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, the men are not menning like they used to be back in the day for our women. And this is coming from somebody who's not a straight man and who's not a woman, but I have a mother and three sisters, and I've seen them deal with you sorry ass niggas, and that's why they have to be independent, because you niggas are sorry. And that's all I got to say about that. But you mentioned math earlier, so speaking of boy math and girl math, let's talk about gay math, because that's been a trending topic on social media this week. Do you have any things that you consider gay math?
Okay. So I would consider...
You list one and I'm going to list one. Let's go back and forth.
Okay.
I got a couple.
The amount of time between when you ate and when a nigga come over.
Bitch, that's on my list.
Because it's like, I always think about that. Like, I just, I'm like, fuck, I just tore that fucking Burger King up. Should I, like, you know, even after you brush your teeth and you start getting ready, you like, okay, now I don't know how much time I got and what's gonna give, because if that food start digesting while we in the middle of something, that's happened to me a couple times. Like,
a nightmare.
Embarrassing. I'm making out or something and my stomach start.
But you see, I rarely run into that type of a problem because I don't do nothing spontaneously. Like, even if I find out last minute, okay, I'm going to clean out. It's going to be World War III in that bathroom, because I'm taking everything out of here, okay? But if it's planned out, y'all know I got my routine. I'm going to eat the night before. I'm going to eat the morning of. And then I'm fasting for the rest of the day. Coffee, Starbucks, gummies, applesauce. That's it. Water.
You said you're clearing the fort. That house
is
going to
be a clear pathway by the time you get up in here.
I always think about that. Like, even now, like, because y'all know, like, I'm, like, since I'm a side now, and I only do oral things.
Okay. Well, that's true, because you do only do oral things, even though you claim you're a celibate. But that's true.
Yeah. So, I hate that, whatever. I'm not going to talk about that. But I am celibate. I have had no action. But like, even like after I eat, I'm like, fuck, I know I don't want to throw up on dick. I don't want to throw up on a dick. I don't want to do it. So I'm like, I just have to avoid it. So what's yours?
Another thing on my list is, meeting a gay nigga and then like y'all getting freaky. Like, you know, y'all first few encounters with each other is like sexual, and then y'all become friends and then y'all don't want to touch each other no more. Gay man, it's so backwards.
I feel like that. Okay, so you know how lesbians have this thing where they just like they date. I guess that can be a gay math too, but it's not my gay math. Like, how fast the lesbians meet to them fighting or fucking and fighting like that. Like, it's like, it's just a record amount of time. I forgot I was going to say before that, because I started bashing.
They meet today. Like, let's say today is Thursday. By Sunday, they've moved in. They're married by Friday.
But that's like the gay thing though. I there's so many friend groups who you would never think have fucked, and it's normal because I know they fucked because I was there when y'all first met. I'd be looking around. So it's just like, it's stuff like I don't know. I guess that's our comparison.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me think of one.
You want me to give another one?
Yeah, give another one. I'm gonna think of one. I'm high now.
Gay math. I don't know if this is technically math, but I don't care. I'm just naming stuff at this point. Coming out the closet as bisexual first.
Oh my god. I feel like that's how it goes. That's how it goes.
It's sick.
It's like that's literally how it starts though. We literally, yeah, I'm bisexual, and then we don't even look at a fucking bitch. We don't.
After that point, you never see another girl again in your life, because you're like, oh, I'm already out now, and I can just do boys.
Yeah, it's like I remember originally telling my mom that I was bisexual, and I was just like, yeah, I like girls, yeah, too. Dick, 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 dick. All I'm thinking about, dick, 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 dick. And I'm like, right.
Go, my heart.
Okay. Bitches. Go. It's what? But I tried to date a girl just because I wanted to prove that I was bisexual. And it just like, and now I just want to apologize to you, girl. I'm sorry for wasting your time. I'm sorry for giving you those flowers in front of everybody. in high school.
I came out as bisexual to my sisters first, I think, or they was among the first people that I told. And I remember my older sister saying it's probably just a phase, and she was right because I wasn't bisexual anymore.
After phase, right on out.
Now I'm in another phase where I think I'm pansexual. Well, I actually think I am, but like, you know, at 14, I really tried to convince myself that I was bisexual. I don't think I was anymore at that point. I think I was gay.
I think the bisexual label is just like a test run for gay. It's just like, you testing out to see people's reaction if you, like, what if I wasn't straight? And so it's just like, you're trying, like, but also I feel like even when I came out as bisexual, I guess, but it was like, I was still trying to figure things out myself. And so I also feel like that is like a huge part of the coming out process. It's kind of like, well, for me, it was kind of like, I was trying to process it, but I was also scared of how other people were going to process it. And so it's just like, it was like caring that much about coming out is never really about anybody else other than yourself in the first place. But having that also, like, that anxiety around what other people would think makes it 10 times harder. Like, it makes it hard. And I feel like we all go through that. That's like just part of the process. And so I don't know. I do think there are people who are bisexual, though. I'm not disclaiming that. That's not what I'm saying. But I love bisexual guys. I feel like they're super cool. Like,
I love them. I mean, I know you like them straight and as far away from gay as possible. So,
no, I don't. And I really wish that stigma would get away from me. I personally feel like I date gay. Like, I will be. I can only be in relationships with a gay man. That is the only thing that I can do. But I just feel like if I'm hooking up and I'm doing stuff, like, I enjoy a nice bisexual, curious guy. I just think there's less weight on it. I don't have to worry about, like, afterwards if we're going to be together. It's just, I know what it is. And then, like, sometimes, like, I'm very emotional in the first place anyway when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, when I'm hooking up, like, with a gay guy, I'm automatically just like, if I'm already hooking up with you in that sense, oh, you're like my type. You're like, you're totally cool. And so I'm just like, I'd be all in. And so it's just like, I have to protect myself. And this is just how I've learned how to negate my burning heart and my lover boy status. So it's just what I do. But I like gay guys.
Okay. No, I believe you.
I
do.
You're making this worse.
Do you have anything else?
No, I don't. Gay bad? I think me slapping. No, I'm joking.
The only other thing I can think of is gay math is like gay people who are homophobic. And I don't really know else how to say that other than that way. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to think of an example. Like you think it's okay for you to be a sissy and, you know, be all feminine and stuff like that.
But then you don't like other feminine guys. I feel like that boils down to people feeling territorial. At the end of the day, I feel like sometimes people look at being gay as a sport versus just a commonality. Okay? So, like, you do something, I see what you do, but I'm not going to show you love because I'm not doing it and you might be my competition. And that's how it, like, and that's why I feel like a lot of times I stray away from having tons of gay friends. Because I literally, when I'm making friends with somebody, I'm always just like, I'm a clingy friend in general. I'm a clingy friend. And so it's just like, a lot of times, like, I know personally, like, I go into a lot of gay friendships and I get hurt so bad. Like, I get played so bad. It makes me feel uneasy because it's just like, I go into things with, like, not a preconceived notion of who you are. I like to get to know you. And I feel like a lot of times, a lot of gay people, they look at you and they like, oh, this is who you are. And they try to box you in and just like, fuck. And so every time, like recently at work, I met some gay dudes and they are just, when I say I love everything about them, like, it's just like, it's so cool. It's just like, it's really, really cool. And so it's just like, just being able to just like talk about boys and do all this other stuff. It's like, yeah, we're all on the same page. We're like, oh, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine. And
I love that you can make friends very easily because.
You said what?
I love that you can make friends very easily like that.
And I do. And that's why I'm really protective about that kind of shit. It's just kind of like, because I really be like on some like us against the world type shit, like Finn and Jake. And so it's just like, that's why I feel like I really love our friendship, because I can really like lean on you, and I understand you, and I love you, and I think you're just like you're just okay, bitch. Fuck you.
Wrap it up, bitch.
You are just
make
so,
it quick, make it snappy.
Now, if I was Beyonce singing, you'll want to get a little mushy, but
would.
But I can't tell you I Beyonce. Love you. You dumb fucking bitch.
Oh, okay. So, you know, this is off topic, but I dropped my phone. I dropped my phone like 5 times today, but I dropped my phone on my toe yesterday, and it got swollen. It was swollen last night. I had a lump on it and everything. I thought I was about to lose my toe. My toe hurts so bad right now, and I've been bumping it this whole episode. I just bumped it really hard just then. I'm losing my mind.
Is this like a foot ad for somebody to come suck on your toe Saturday after they listen to it Friday?
You know, as much as I don't know if I've really explained it this way, but like I prefer to do the toe sucking. I'm not crazy about getting my toes sucked on. No, I'm not really crazy about it. Like I mean, if you want to suck my toe, I actually want my toes to be sucked. But from a power thing, like you respect me because you got my feet in your mouth. Not because like I want you to suck on my toes because it feels so good.
Okay, queen bottom. That's crazy.
That's gay math. That is gay math.
That's
you, I suck yours, you don't suck mine. I don't even like getting my dick sucked. So, I mean, not that I don't like it, but you know.
I like getting my dick sucked in that stance. I like getting my dick sucked like as a power move. Like, yeah, bitch, like that. But it's like I'm not whipping it out, like, yeah, go crazy. It's just like I'm not doing that. But like if I'm in a moment, I'm just like, huh, yeah. And I like a very submissive, like, masculine guy. Like, I like when they can be like very submissive in the fucking bedroom, but also know how to tighten up. Like, that's my favorite type of like sexual atmosphere.
You know what's one other thing I realize is gay math? Needing an AARP card at 30. You know, when you turn 30, you just automatically are elderly in the gay community.
Yeah, I feel like at that point, I feel like you might well just be laid out to pastor.
Yeah, you're done.
But also, I feel like that's gay math, because I feel like if you're 21, you're like 35 in the gay world. And then it's just like everything starts aging up. 18 to 21, your golden years. You're untouchable. You could literally frolic through the fucking fields. 21 through 23, you're like, everybody like, okay, here comes senior citizen. Here she comes. She around the corner. And then after you hit 23, that's where I'm at now. On up, I just feel like it's what you said. Just like, lay her out to the pastor.
I feel like women deal with that a lot too, especially because they actually have, like, you know, what they call biological clocks and, you know. Yeah.
I hate time defining people's worth by anything other than who they are. Like, in general, I just feel like we judge so many people based off the wrong fucking shit. Like, I just feel like in general, people are just self-conscious about themselves, so they project that onto a lot of people other times. And so it's just like we're always judging. We're always like, whatever.
Well, we've talked a lot, but one other thing I wanted to talk about today that we can squeeze in on the topic of judging people.
Agenda.
Oh. Taylor Swift is dating some football player, right? Uh-huh. I don't know. Apparently it's some major story. I don't know. I guess it would be the equivalent to if Beyonce was single and she started dating a football player. Like, that's the only thing I could do. But...
You want to know my secret, like, Beyonce, like, scandal I would love to happen?
Say it. Her and LeBron or her and Julius?
Her and LeBron. Oh, my God. Like, can you imagine all of a sudden Beyonce suddenly divorced Jay-Z? Oh, and then LeBron and Savannah divorced, and then Beyonce and LeBron came together? Like, that would be, like, I would throw the...
actually be, like, Princess Diana-type level scandal.
Ooh, baby. Like the world would fucking explode. Because then Beyonce's next album would be so fucking crazy. like the shit she would be talking on that album and the shit she would have to say.
Oh, Taylor's next album after she break up with this nigga is gonna be fire. I already know.
Yeah.
But
he gotta bring the bitches out.
This guy's ex came out on social media or wherever she made this statement, and she was like, you know, watch out for that nigga because, you know, he's not a good person. And so I just want to know, like, do you take stock of what an ex says about somebody that you're currently dating?
Depends. In my current position, I feel like I would. Previously, I feel like I didn't, and I feel like I should have. Because it's just like sometimes people experience the person you're getting to know in a much deeper way that you haven't gotten there yet. And so, like, having those, like, quick notes where you can actually be like, okay, well, I was warned about this or something like that, I feel like can kind of be beneficial in the long run, especially if you actually really enjoy the person. But everybody doesn't treat everybody the same. Like, just because somebody does something with one person doesn't mean they're necessarily going to do it to you. But I also feel like having that knowledge of who they are as a person or who they could be as a person is super helpful. So
I definitely like to have as much information as possible, even if I'm not going to listen to you, because I'm probably not. Like, I don't listen to nobody no way. But thanks for telling me. My thing would more so be like, let's say it's like, it would just depend on what the information is. Like, because 9 times out of 10, whatever you finna tell me don't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Now, it might say something about his character and how he was with you, but that don't mean he gonna come over here and treat me like that. It also don't make me exempt either, but it don't mean I'm just finna just listen to you because you said so, because you also could just be the bitter ex and just be trying to break us up so you can get back with the nigga.
And you also gotta consider, like, the place to which somebody's coming to you with information. Like, is it coming to me from a loving, helpful place? Are you coming to me with the bullshit? Yeah. Okay? And I feel like that makes a big difference on anything, because you're like, why? Like, why are you bringing this to me? Like, are you doing this to uplift me? Are you doing this to hurt me? And I feel like a lot of times when people come to advice, it's coming from a bad place. Like people aren't naturally willfully helpful. Like nobody's going out of their way to be like, I'm about to help you. Like, nobody.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, like, if I broke up with a nigga and then I see him moved on, I'm not, why am I contacting your new nigga to tell him anything about you? I should be so far removed from the situation that I don't even care. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing too, is like, you went out of your way to come to me. Now, unless this nigga got bodies in his basement or some shit like that, that's some shit you need to tell the police.
Okay? It's so funny. I was at work and I picked up a book, and a book was like, about a woman, basically, I forgot the title of it, but basically, a guy married his wife, they lived in a big mansion, whatever, the wife, like, died or something, and then he got remarried, and so the new girl moved into the mansion, whatever, and then the wife couldn't speak or something, and she wrote a note that says, beware, and then the wife was like, I didn't get a chance to finish reading it, but it was just like, you got to be careful. People hide these skeletons, but also you have to consider, like, who this person is. Like, I feel like sometimes we be really blinded. That could be math too. How fast we fall in love after the first fucking night. But it's just like, we be blinded by shit or concepts of who we think people are, or who we want them to be, more so who than the person is. And so, like, getting that cheat code, like, bitch, if you tell me something, I'm putting it in my back pocket. I ain't gonna tell the nigga I know, but I want you to know that I'm taking.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna be like, okay, I'll just keep that one in the tuck. But, like, what if he cheated though? Like, what if he's a known cheater? Well, not a known cheater, but this person tells you that he's a cheater. Do you take that into consideration?
I don't know. Because also, it could be like, once again, it could be like, that's how he did you. Like, he's a good man. Like, he ain't gonna do me like that. But, like, that's how it sounds. But it's just, honestly, it's just like, maybe you weren't doing something right. But that also feels like, you know, like when somebody, like, gets, like, in a bad situation.
Victim,
like,
blaming.
Yeah, victim blaming. And so it's just like, I don't know. That's a catch 22. I don't know.
I mean, even if, like, the nigga told me that he's cheated before in the past, like, I'm gonna be like, you know, my eye gonna squint a little bit, but it's like, let's talk about now. You know what I'm saying?
Would you want a guy to tell you that he's a cheater?
If a guy uses the words "I'm a cheater," that means you currently still do this. That's a no. If a guy tells me I've cheated in the past, then that's a conversation we can move forward with. But if he slips up and has one of those Freudian slips where he says I'm a cheater, but he ain't really mean to tell me that outright, but it came out because it's the truth, you're done. Because that means you still on that bullshit. But if you used to cheat, or you cheated in the past, I mean, people can change. I don't think once a cheater, always a cheater with different people. Now, if you with me, if you cheat on me once, I'm think you're going to cheat on me again. So it's done. But right. I don't think that if you... I don't
one and done. One and done. If they cheat on you once, it's going to keep happening, honestly.
Yeah.
But, like, would you respect him more if you found out from the guy that he was a cheater? Or, like, an ex coming to you randomly and being like, well, you know, he cheated on so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. He cheated on me, blah, blah, blah.
I definitely would respect it coming from the guy more. But... I don't know. I'm trying
would
to think.
Would it make
like,
it any better?
It would, because I didn't hear it from a third party.
Okay.
I just feel like everybody has a past, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not like judgmental on stuff like that, but I am like, okay, noted. I'm not going to use it against you, but if it comes up again, I could be like, oh, okay. So they was right.
I feel like I would be kind of like, on my toes, kind of like, I don't know. I feel like I'll be watching. Like, you know, like, I already watch a nigga hard anyway. But it just certain shit, like, I feel like... That's why I also have to get in the headspace of, like, wanting to be in a relationship. Because I feel like that's, like, a large part of it. Because there's a lot of things you just don't be knowing about people. Like, there are so many skeletons in the closet that people have. But you didn't, like... You don't want to be year 6 or 7 with somebody. Then all of a sudden... Well, here's a surprise party for this skeleton that I forgot about. It's like, I don't want no surprise parties.
It's for me, it's just like, even if you tell me that you have cheated on partners in the past, to me, it don't make no difference from me not knowing that information, because I already feel like everybody's capable of cheating anyway. So that you cheated in the past is not going to change the fact that I probably would assume that you might cheat on, you know, be like, I'm just like, I feel like everybody's capable of doing that. So the fact that you've already done it, it means you're more capable, but you have experience. You have on the job experience cheating. So fine. But it's just like, even if you've never cheated before, you're still capable. So it's like, it really wouldn't make a difference for me.
Damn if you do, damn if you maybe don't. It's just, I feel like relationships, that's another part. Relationships is just so scary. Like, niggas are so, like, niggas are just so fucking weird. You just never know. Like one day is one way, next day is some fucking other way. You're just like,
why? Like, niggas are weird, but I'm realizing I'm weird too. So we just gonna have to figure it out at some point.
We're all weird in our own special ways. I can't do the hand sign.
I am realizing that I'm kind of getting the itch, but and I've said this on the show before, I'm waiting on the itch to dissipate, but it's lingering. Like, I kind of not okay when I say the itch, I'm saying the itch to be with a man.
But I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm going through what the itches could be. I'm like, he ain't had no sex, so it can't be that type of itch. But I'm just like, okay, go ahead, continue. I'm caught up.
Itch like sexy red, I'm trying to get my coochie scratched type itch. You know, like, I feel like a little intimacy won't hurt, you know?
A big mama down there purring, she wants some company.
I'm not even having like a sex itch for real. I'm having like a human to human itch.
I was having that too.
That is so pathetic. Ugh.
I get that. I definitely had that this week, and I was just like, I got it, and I was just kind of like, wow, I really just needed that. I really just needed to like it was something about just like laying around and just like kissing like all day and just like cuddling and just like it was just like that's what I be needed. Like, and that's what I be needed with my sex. To make it feel like it was good to me, cause like I would have had sex with him. Like it's like 90 minutes of the podcast, nobody listens anymore. I would have had sex with him, but legit, like I ate Wingstop the day before, and I was And his
bitch,
dick
we
is
gotta get you off that slave hood, first of all, but go ahead.
Okay, bitch, shut up. And then, so, like, he, and then his dick is already too big. And he is just, like, the perfect nigga. Like, he is just everything. And so, it was just, like, I was just, like, no. Not, I won't even risk it. And I told him that. I was, like, I already know what he's on. I'm just, like, I can't. And he was just, like, it's cool. I'm on whatever you on. I'm just, like, bet. And so, he just came over. It was just a good time. But I really just needed to be, like, up under a nigga. I needed to feel like a nigga's chains dangling in my face and getting choked and getting, like, spanked and all that shit. I was just like, I really needed that. So it was just like, I felt like a million dollars. I was tired as fuck at work, but it was working.
A lot of my loneliness is contributed to just me, though. Like, I feel like I could date anybody at any time I wanted. Not anybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I got it like that, but I've definitely been in positions where I could actually, like, pursue a situation. But, like, a lot of it has to do with, like we talked about black women being hyper independent earlier. I am hyper independent, and that is a trauma response. It's hard to work myself out of that. And I don't know if I professionally is the word I'm trying to use, but as far as, like, how I want to be, like, in my career and my financial status, like, I feel like I shouldn't date while I'm broke. And I know we've had this discussion before, and, you know, I would date a nigga who has a job and doesn't have a whole lot of extra money, right? But I feel like niggas don't want to date other niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a job, I pay my bills, but, like, I don't have money to take you to Turks and Caicos, you know. And I only say Turks and Caicos because I have a friend that's trying to get me to go, and I was like, girl, where did that come from? But okay.
I hate that too, because I honestly feel like anybody that you're dating should be able to meet you where you're at, because they're mm-hmm. dating you for who you are, not what you have. Not saying you should date a hobo just because he has a nice smile. But also, I feel like you have to date people and meet them where they're at. Like, and if where they're at makes you happy and makes you feel, like, good, then I feel like you can fuck with that. But I feel like it gets to the point of, like, when, like, the bitch who, the nigga who liked the diamonds and the furs suddenly expects that kind of shit from the bitch who likes candles yeah. and lotions. Yeah. Like, you have to, like, meet somebody where they're at. And so, like, if that person can't provide you with what you're needing and what you feel like will make you feel happy in a relationship, then maybe that's not the person you should be dating. Like, you never know. People, yeah. financial situations change all the fucking time. And so, like, bitch could be up
and a lot of people be broke for real, but they just look like they got money.
Exactly. Literally. I won't even say it. Like, it's a lot of these niggas out here like that. And so, you have to watch them. Like, these niggas be pretending. They be wearing their friend clothes, posing at their friend house, running an Airbnb, and they all go share the they all go take pictures in different rooms, make it seem like they live in that lifestyle. They all fucking they all waiting for the fucking card to clear, and it don't be fucking clear, and they get locked instead, so they be sad, and then they be in the hotel. Like, it's these niggas are out there, and they be tricking y'all with fucking Amiri that's ordered from online and not the online store from fucking China third party sites. And so, like, you have to be careful, because these niggas are fakesters.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I don't have a problem dating somebody who's, like, a responsible adult who's being suffocated by the weight of inflation and everything else. But some part of me just doesn't believe that somebody would want to date, you know, me like that. And I don't know. I mean, obviously that's not true, because I've dated,
like, before, and I've, like, not had a whole bunch of people. You, so you don't think other people would date you?
But see, I would date me. But it's something about, well, I wouldn't date me because I'm an Aquarius. But everything else, like, I would date. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But it's just like,
so what makes you feel like you're undateable to? Do you feel like you're undateable to the type of guys you want to date?
Because I'm not really, like, I don't really have my eye on any type of guys in particular, so I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the reasoning is. I just don't. It's obviously probably, you know, some deep-rooted trauma that I don't know about or that I haven't unpacked yet. But yeah, maybe.
I only ever feel like that way when it comes to like guys that I know I have no business shooting my shot at. That's how I know when other guys, when niggas who know they don't have a chance shoot they shot. That's how I know they feel the same way and they still do it anyway. And it's funny, it'd be like it's a chance and you never fucking know. But it's always in my head, it's just like, I don't want to overfeed myself in this situation, but I also don't want to overeat. And so, I mean, like, over, like, starve. And so it's just like, you either damn if you do, damn if you don't. You either fucking like somebody for who they are at the end of the fucking day, or you like them for what they have. And so it's like, both things, it's just like, you have to just pick why you're dating. And a lot of people don't choose the right way. They choose people for the wrong reasons. That's why all that shit be going to hell.
I'm definitely like one of those people. I want to date somebody for who they are. I don't know if other people have the capacity to do that.
And yeah, that's the scary part. And like, that's even like even when it comes down to friendships and shit like that, it's just like, why are you choosing to be this person's friend? What is really the root of the friendship or the relationship? And that can be friendship or romantic. And I feel like sometimes the root that some people plan for themselves in different situations be evil.
You know what? Now that I'm unpacking it a little bit, I guess it is a little bit of insecurity, and it's really mostly around money. And it's not like, you know, it's not that I expect myself or other people to be like very well off, but I don't know. I don't want to date nobody and not be able to take them out and not be able to, like, you know, buy them things.
I feel like that also ties into like the fucking, when we had the fucking bus driver conversation and we were like just going out to eat and just doing simple shit. It's kind of like I don't know if we talk about this when we talk about the thing, but I remember when I first got in my last relationship, I was a struggling out of college kid with like H&M, with one H&M check, and I only worked 2 days a week. Okay, I didn't have no money and I had a fucking car to fill up gas tank, and I was just like trying to make it. But my ex, he was working two jobs, was getting paid good money.
Girl, what the fuck is going on in here on this day?
Which, that just freaked me out.
I thought Pennywise was about to come get our ass, bitch.
Bitch, our ass? It was on my screen.
Yeah, but what is that?
I don't know, but that just terrified me. That creeped me
the fuck out. There's more, Ken. There's more. Where the, what the fuck is going on?
Bitch, I'm about to throw up.
For those of you not watching, there are balloons popping up across the screen, and we don't know. Oh, that was my hand. Oh, okay. Bitch, I thought that was.
I'm about to have a heart attack. Bitch, I'm terrified. What the
fuck was that? We're gonna have to post this clip and analyze this.
That was
terrifying. That must. Okay, I literally have like my heart is in my chest. I really felt that feels very spooky.
My heart is beating so fast. Oh, that made my.
Is it your birthday?
Huh? No, it's not. My birthday's in May. That's what I had to think about, bitch. I started thinking about that first. That's it.
When's my birthday? Bitch, I thought we was on Twitter for a second. Where do these balloons come from?
Bitch, I was about to jump out the window. Okay. So basically, my ex, like, he had way more money than me. So when we were going out, he met me kind of where I was. And then, like, later on in the relationship, I basically got a way better job, and I was able to take care of like fucking everything. But he was still able to
sugar mama
give me, like, it was a good balance. And so it's just like, you kind of just got to meet somebody where they are and like love them for who they are, and just like put a good foundation down for why you're with somebody in any type of relationship, and go from there.
Okay. Well, I'd say I got the itch, and I don't know how I'm going to scratch it or if I'm going to scratch it. Because, you know, usually once I feel it and then I start thinking about it for real, I'll be like, you know what? Never mind. This is not necessary. I'll just stay by myself.
Bitch, I had to hit my bank. My heart's still beating.
We should probably wrap this up. Thank y'all for listening to this podcast. We are being haunted by
Pennywise.
Balloon ghosts. Fucking clowns and shit.
I had to look behind me, bitch. I thought something was coming. Oh my god. And then one time your hand was on the wrong side. I was like,
yeah, I thought something was over here too, but I, you know, I've been chilling in this chair for a minute. Please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod, and subscribe to our YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod, and send us questions and confessions and dick pics and feet pics to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com, or send it to our DMs on Instagram. My Instagram is Blackberry, BlackBrrry.
And mine is Ken Lush, KenLushHH. Like a secret.
Oh, and follow my Finsta for the time being that it's open. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. Like, I got pictures on there from, like, 2018. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to keep these up.
Mine is private.
Yeah, mine was private for years. Like, I literally just used it as a test page.
I
was so shook
when I saw a post from your aunt. What are you talking about? This? I was like, what's going on? In the rain.
But thank y'all so much, and we're gonna call Ghostbusters and talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.